Oh, hi, Fable, babe. It's cold. I want to go to bed. I'm not feeling well. My brother, he hysterically cried. He broke off with the girl, and he said he felt bad and didn't mean... Hi.
I've read that old thing.
I know. The dumb kid. Yeah. I'm not going out nowhere. Don't worry.
Did you go to jail?
Yes.
They said that you...
My brother cried because I went to jail every day. He didn't want to break no off with them girl. He felt horrible.
It's better you never, ever go there.
Yes.
Never. They have
no.
All the cops.
No.
All the police, the precinct.
Good.
They're watching that spot.
I know.
Figuring if somebody's coming back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I'm done for, Granny.
What?
I'm not cut out for this dumb world. Shit.
Don't you go there at all.
No. No.
Because you're going to get in jail.
Oh, no.
And you'll never get out.
No, babe.
No.
No.
You won't get out.
Yeah.
I
need help.
To get out of jail.
Yes.
Alex.
Why?
Why in the world did you ever think of doing something like that?
Southern Maine Grindy.
That's a murder. That's a murder.
What mixes with yellow and green?
That's a murder.
Murder, there, there. Never eat Chinese food again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Does mommy know about this?
No.
She's not gonna be able. She'll get sick.
I know. She won't take it. Shot him with a brush.
I don't know. I have no idea about anything.
I know.
Alright, that's it. Has anything else happened today?
No.
How is Harrison feeling?
Harrison is not good. Yeah, he's obsessed with the girl who he broke off with.
With his friend?
Girlfriend. No, he broke off with her, the girlfriend.
Alright. But Alex, they're gonna say no where you live, everything.
Yes.
So I don't know if there's a picture in the magazine that you'll
want. I'm not too well myself. Yeah, and I put my head down and they watched.
They put you in jail yet?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, I stopped by today for a club sandwich and a Coke.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, David said he loves to be alive.
I don't know. I can't talk about it. I'm so sick of it.
What? Why?
How in the world could you be so stupid?
It's not real.
I'm telling you, I don't know, and I don't want to know. I'm sick all day.
Why?
Thinking about why? It's a terrible thing. That's all they had on television.
Oh my my God. Grandma.
Oh, Ty? No, that won't help.
What channel? Yeah, they're gonna eat me.
I don't know where you maybe they go, you go to another state and
just yes. I need to be in a hospital.
A hospital?
Yeah.
A hospital won't help you.
No.
What are you going in for?
I need cream for my blush. My brother had a disease of his eyes.
Oh, because he's sick. Alex, I can't talk to you no more. I'm tired. And I can't believe you did a horrible thing.
No.
That's a killer. And that's not right. You killed somebody. You killed. How could you live with that? That's terrible. I'm so surprised you did something like that. You did some crazy things, but this is the worst.
Yes.
Alex, I have to hang up.
Go.
I cannot talk no more. I'm sick of this.
No, don't be sick.
TV without watching it, how the cops are looking around and looking and looking.
What channel?
I don't know, Alex. Why did you do such a terrible, disgusting thing?
No.
You did a terrible mistake. This was the biggest mistake you ever had. Did you speak to Mommy today?
Yeah, no. Of course not.
I have to tell her. Alex, I don't understand you. Why you did such a horrible thing for telling somebody.
Oh, the black baby?
Who did it?
David's wife.
The little boy. Just stop making his own. Detectives, are you kidding?
I got all the marbles together. I'm not all there. Honey.
Oh, goodbye. Honey, I can't talk no more. I have to go to bed. I'm sick all day long.
Why? It's not real.
It's terrible, terrible, terrible.
Baby.
Oh, good night, honey. God bless you, and hope to God that this is forgotten about and nobody will talk about it. I hope, but they don't stop talking. They're investigating it.
Do they have DNA?
Yes, all day today.
Oh.
They have people around. They have the news detectives around.
Bo Deedle?
What?
The lot of evil people?
I don't know. I have to go into the bathroom when I'm sick. I can't even talk about it. And I don't want to talk about it.
It's not real.
No, good night, sweetheart. Take care.
I love you.
Be well, and I hope they don't touch you.
They won't.
They'll beat the hell out of you.
I'll be done for.
Oh, yes. I wish you'd take a trip in Boston, wouldn't I?
I'm gonna go on a bus. Oh, babe, please.
You did a foolish thing.
I love you.
What?
I'm sick over missing my grandma, who's not gonna be here.
No, you can't come here. I'm sick, and the whole place is guaranteed.
I love Marie. I like
everybody. I have to go to the bathroom. Talk to me later.
I love you, doll.
Doing.
Are you able to talk?
Yes. The only thing is, I'm looking, it's 2:22. I can call you back in a few minutes because I just
Why?
Have to call. Because somebody is leaving at 3 o'clock and I just have to get to
Denise?
The No. One of my other secretaries.
Oh, Callie.
So I'll call you right back.
Wait, when are you calling me back?
I'll call you before 3, but I
Why are you calling me? Oh, because you have to speak to them quickly?
Yes.
All right,
so
sure.
I'll Hi, I was called by this number twice, about 15 minutes ago.
From here?
Yeah, you're
Did they leave a message?
No, you're a children facility, I guess. I was called.
Yes, we are.
All right.
Give me 1 second. Let me see if one of the girls called you guys.
Okay.
All right, 1 second.
Sure. No worries.
Did anybody call 4-4 2 times in a row about 15 minutes ago? Because they didn't have a call back. Number? I wasn't here. Did anybody call 4-4 last call about this number? 15 minutes ago, 2 times in a row?
No.
Yeah, nobody. All right, nobody says they called. I'm sorry about that.
No worry. Just send a message or something if like they need to call back.
Okay.
Right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Alright, you're welcome.
Okay.
Alright, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh my god. So bizarre. I get a call from a child daycare center, then almost stop. It gone you twice. I speak so pervasively. Idiocious, like a prank, nonsensually. I was called twice. We don't know. They think, 'cause my mom's bill phone, I'm a hospital. North Shore. Come. Anyone they'll call? No. Ish, no. I don't know. Cosmically. Joke. Just send a bloody email if they have to call. Think I a pedal, bruh. Should have been a doctor. Oh, I could go into health. I liked the way Tish made you feel. Oh shit, don't call again. No, stop. Though I end this accident. 12 call. All again. They're my purpose for. Nova Gauntlet, Swing and Swell, Factory Rock, Talpa Mutley, Edmonton, Swell. How hard you gotta commute? Reverse. Move. And as for the break, please. Said Sam Billy. I was mistaken. For a hospital, and like the way it made me feel, that is awful. those incentive. Loud mouth girls love yelling made my life. Wrong number, please. We all.
Hello.
Alright. I'm gonna write that down. We all wear masks. I just the first put it inside out. Can't harass, abuse, work in hospital. Now I oh my, the L.I. doorman never knew I was an accountant. They thought I admin facility groundkeeper. Della, I came in Beamer and lost a job. They'll no wonder that Tana's a good company. Just as I'm laughing, Vince stole a girl from Al Doctor. Plus, they never cancel doctors. They would never. You'd be surprised. Look, get Carson. Does talk a lot.
Hello.
It's been 15 till I'm the new dog. I'll call Nona. Oh, I'll call David. Brilliant. Sorry, I have to be like three. I had good news. Of course she's gonna call. I'll just talk to David.
Hurry!
It's just a random number. I would call it back only if it's a random number.
What's that?
I don't call back until I don't know who it is calling.
Oh, somebody's calling you now?
They were before, but it was a bus, clearly. There's no.
So, yeah, I mean, Alex, like, I find with you that certain things, like, not calling somebody back who sent you a thing,
well, that was why I was going into a specialty, but I was trying to find technical thing that I didn't have to do as much as what you're saying, which since it's a flaw or
no, it's a human thing, it's a maturity thing, it's something that a person knows not to do, because if someone cared to call you and it's that important, they would leave a message.
I don't know. People don't leave messages.
You don't understand. Like, if I call someone and then I change my mind and decide not to call them, do you think I want that person calling me back and saying, oh, you just called me? No, because I changed my mind.
Who changes their mind like that?
A lot of people. You don't take the perspective of other people.
No.
That's for certain. That's the greater issue, is that you don't take the perspective of other people.
No.
Just like when I tell you I can't talk till 3, and like I'm on the phone like 10 to 3, and you are like calling me 5 times.
Oh my God.
I just told you, like, you don't you don't take the other person's, like, did you ever think, like, I have a lot of people calling me, and like I want to finish up with them so I can spend time talking to my son. Like, you don't think about that. You just, like, immediate impulse. Like, I'm good, very impulsive. I'm going to call. Oh, if someone calls on my phone, I'm going to call them. Like, that's, like, it's not done. It's just not done. You don't do that.
No way.
Like, it's like you broke, like, a boundary that people...
With who?
With anybody.
Yes. I've been told.
Want the person to call them back. If they want to call them back, they'll message, and that's it.
Well, I don't know if it was like a recruiter or something.
But they would call you back. And
I guess
they
would.
You should change your do you have a message that says, this is Alex Elkin?
It may just say Alex. Maybe it says
you may want to be more professional. This is Alex Elkin.
It doesn't sound professional, even if it says Alex.
So maybe you should say, this is Alex Elkin, CPA, developer, CPA, and
or maybe those interviews would be like a web chat that, like, won't matter as much.
It's notwithstanding, you have to understand, like, social skills. Like,
I don't think my voicemail is at that much worse than the way I come across in regular phone conversation.
Well, I would hope you would think that you would want to come across better. I mean,
I'm trying on the phone.
Well, do you want me to go over that thing with you?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. I have to call you back.
Why? Wait a minute. No. Jealousy of rage. It's a joke, not to leave. Wait a minute.
Please leave your message for 516.
I'm just calling the nigga one more time. It's been. I thought you were dead. Why would I be dead?
Yo,
I thought you were dead.
What's up, bro?
What up, Belly Belly? Hey, peace. How you doing, my fucking shit dog? You know, really? Like, goddamn it. How's my motherfucking boy, B? Yeah, I hope. I'm alright, B. Trying to keep my grandma alive before everything falls to the fucking floor. I need work, or I'm gonna be out in the street. Maybe finna move to Long Island in a bit. Just gotta find a job, really. Basically.
Very Long Island.
I may live in fucking Mineola. Or Garden City.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't even know
that. Well, not yet. I need work. Right? Whatever happened to your real estate friend from the church? The guy who almost got you that position? Or, you still talking?
He's at somewhere else right now.
Do you see him anymore since COVID?
I mean, I still see him once in a while, though.
I feel you. Yeah, I need a job, bro. It's horrible. What does Lackner do for work? Lackner and Raff, they in business?
Yeah, he's a,
construction.
A construction guy.
Yeah, yeah. What about Raffy? He does computer?
Yeah, he's
IT. Information tech. What? Yeah. Yeah. Good for them. Dude, it's so hard to find stable work. It's not an easy life for...
I just worked for my dad,
bro. Oh my god, your dad's an accountant. Completely forgot. Wow. Does he need someone to work for him? That might be rare.
Yeah, but like, you gotta go to Stony Brook with him every day and all that shit.
Yeah. I know, it's hard to get to. You need me to sell a car?
No, like anything for $50,000.
Okay. I have a lot of toys.
Yeah, well, I need it because my jewelry got robbed and shit.
Hold on a minute. My mom's calling. Alright?
Alright, just call me back right after.
Alright. Good luck on your jewels. Hold on. Hold on.
Hello?
I don't know.
So, this is what I was going to tell you about what? The Andrew Rubino
call. Oh, yeah.
I think what you should do if you don't hear from him by today.
I sent you the message.
Oh, what did you say? He said he got back to you?
I sent you the screenshot in the night. He responded at 8:30 p.m. yesterday.
Let me see.
I sent you a screenshot.
Hold on. Let me see.
Hey, Brody, what are you still doing there? I gotta talk to my mom real quick, okay? Hello?
Wait, I'm looking for it.
Yeah, it's this morning.
Oh, man, that is so cool!
Well... I feel like
he
almost made it seem you're going to need some time to be let down easy, was the way I interpreted it.
Then why would you go negative? You're so naughty.
No, no, I'm basing it off of what he said to Anthony. And he said,
what did he say?
There are people who do in video games, and you can take, for someone with no experience in tech in general, but there's an optimistic and a pessimistic tone, and he did the very realistic, grounded in reality thing that I have to do, but he didn't say much beyond that kind of cliche, like catch-all.
I think you are 100% wrong, and you know
why?
If you're gonna put someone down, you wouldn't say I need longer than 15. He said I need longer than 15 minutes.
Well, that's because he's a friend of Anthony. He has to.
No, he wants to hear what you have to say.
But no one who ever has a pause. No one. Yeah, but I was talking about what he said before this leak, and then this just makes it completely, like, in
it
line with that.
Not.
But I've been on calls that were...
Me. Do you think if somebody, relative friend, called me, who was thinking of going into speech, do you think I would say to them, it's going to take longer than 15 minutes for my...
Well, because he's giving me the due care for someone who knows that they can't really help someone outside of saying, like, the basics. No, he seems very nice. I'm not saying he doesn't seem cool.
All I'm saying is you should take a measured, tempered
approach. No, but I'll tell you in reverse. Like, Peter Protan actually would be very inclined to assist me in some type of way or whatever. But he said something more like 5-10 minutes, and it was like 45, because he had something to actually say. But if someone is saying, making it like, it's just going to be this call, so I want to give you your full share.
Oh, I don't believe that at all.
I'm just saying the way it would be
what?
Handled.
If you start changing your attitude, you're going to see how different things come across.
Yeah.
Because
I do have a shitty attitude.
Your personality.
Oh, it's completely apparent in my...
Flat,
yeah, even in the way I say hello to the awful week and goodbye.
Awful.
Yeah.
And if you don't change...
What?
Even more so. Let's
what?
I can't talk now.
Oh, okay.
But let's talk later. And
about what? You really? Oh, no. Listen to the second part, then we'll talk. Just listen.
I want to at least go over half of it with you.
It doesn't make sense.
It was a lot.
I know, but you may need to revise after you hear this.
No, I'm not. I'm going to go over it with you, and then we're going to do the other half.
But it may give you things to prioritize instead of...
No, it won't.
How do you know?
Because I know. And
why?
Be negative.
I'm trying to be positive this time.
I'll talk to you later.
What?
Okay, bye.
No. Hey, brody, hold on. Yeah, my mom just yelled at me so much. Give me 5 seconds.
Hello?
Hello?
You know, something else. I just read it again.
What?
You can be so infuriating, frustrating. You know why?
What?
Anyone in a professional environment that would call someone on a Saturday, they want to give them a priority attention.
Well, yeah, a nice thing. And I said back to him, hold on, slowly. I said, in response, it's been taking so long to load today. I don't know if I should try to read just from the subject line. Maybe because I'm on the phone, it won't give a full type of thing. Saturday was nice, but I didn't say that to him. No, I said,
you say that would be great.
I said, that would be incredible. Thank you, and I'm looking forward to it. Please let me know the time and number to reach you. Kindly, Alex.
That's wonderful.
Well, not everything is unappreciative, somber.
Listen, when I want to talk to someone important to me, I call them after hours and the weekend. So you are
yeah.
Wrong.
Well, Anthony is clearly important to his family, but... No, what I really think...
Was the conduit to lead you to him.
What I really, though, think, it, in a true way, he knows him, but...
No, he doesn't. He knows the brother. He told me.
Then it's an insane connection to even have a recommend, but I think there's not a lot these, even people sort of high up, can actually do for someone without
experience.
No, I'm just saying, yeah, the structure of it probably makes him feel like what I'm looking for is futile.
You need to speak to me before Saturday, for sure.
Oh, my God, a million times. So well, also, why don't you listen to the other half before Saturday?
Because I don't have a minute.
What? So just listen and then call me right after you listen to the other half today.
It's going to take me...
Is it just that I'm so depressingly annoying and thought that I...
It's very difficult to deal with.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't be when you're listening, because I'd be doing that to them.
Right, I mean, that was...
What?
You're gonna do it my way, all right?
No.
You're gonna do it my way, and my way is to go over half of it.
I already know, you already read, you read those notes.
You're doing it my way.
You read those to me already. You read those. Damn, nigga. What the fuck's this? So tell me about this fucking dipnab, the moving on and stole the jewelry from the prom.
Wait, what happened?
I want to know, list items, what I need to sell to get you your money, big shot. I want to get you the jewels, and then my grandma might have to split the tab. Anything that could make it happen.
Yo, hold on. I can't hear you right now.
Yo.
Yo, what happened?
I want to help you get your money back.
What happened?
I'm going to steal the jewels for David and his job. So your dad said he'd find me that work? What?
I'm just saying,
what?
Like, bro, I got a job for you.
Hey, buddy. Let's fucking go. Beat. Shit, nigga. Shit, motherfuckers down. Right, beat. Trap it down. Piss me off. Shit, motherfuckers. Damn, trap it down. I can't even get a chicken raw. I just wanted to beat him in the trough. Like with a sleep fire. Hey. Dad's all crawl. What? Come in, partner. Yeah.
I'll show you. Yo, so when are you going to come to New York?
Escape from New York. Down try to come in this 3rd January 1918. In the plus 60. And give it 40 some more.
Feel? Right,
yeah.
You
that one, yeah, buddy boy. Alright, tomorrow. I'll be a damn goof. I'll be the fucking jerk or, you know, what's that word? I don't know if I, the geek? You think people think we're hard? Like, very respectable, chill, sort of dangerous, but Balenciaga, like, Fla. You know? Like, dope Spanish boxer or something. Cultural. Yo, my nigga Hogan Shen. Yeah. Where are you that they're playing Alicia Keys and Mary J? Where are they? There. You see Banshees of Inisherin? Yeah, it was fun.
Yo.
Yup. Damn, motherfucker, bitch. I talked about rice. My phone died before and I couldn't get the theorem outright. Keep on the swiper more. Swipe a no. It's a dumb tangible.
Actually, bro, like, you know, if you come to Long Island, like, I got a job for you too.
So. Alright. Well, let's get it, dumb.
So, you know, I want you to, you know, I want you to,
I want you to want me. Want you to meet me. Can I sing Black Sabbath to you? Or what?
Yeah.
I'll do it. Yeah, that's fine. I could help. Sorry, bro. Oh shit! My grandma's fucking some dime. And a work. Oh, this one is kind of cute. Yeah, buddy boy. Competition.
You know what? Like, I'm just saying, like, bro, like, you know, like.
Is that a wife for my buddy boy? No.
I mean, if I could find you a job, I'll let you know, though.
Thank you, bro. That'd be fire. You're the nigga, I'm the nigga.
Hey, like, you know.
Hey. Peace.
But, wait, so the thing is, like, you can drive, though.
I know how. It's just no one will legally allow me to be behind a mass killer vehicular. Alright. Thank you. You the fucking bros.
Yeah.
No. Alright, let me know when you get that. I'm gonna let them eat chicken dick sucked and a snicky leg. And I'll be there.
Alright, bro.
Sorry.
Yeah, let me hit you back up.
Yeah?
I'm gonna go to training right now.
Oh, with Pierre and Rajat? And Corinne? How's Corinne, bro?
Like, you know, it's like...
Yeah. I know.
I want you to, you know...
What?
Like, the thing is, I'll talk to you the thing about it later, because I gotta go to the training right now.
Tell Corinne that I say yo. Is that your dad? Who are those people?
Wait, hold on. I'm not going to ask.
Who are they? They seem fast. I guess you could say, No. Drong, chicka bong, the bang, the ding, gigga gong. Ooh, Ella Nunez, bathing suit. Aaliyah had it. Emma, oh, God. This hoe is hot. Huh? Oh. Wow. Whoa.
Wow, wow, wow. Ow. That's a bong. Down. Lang and bang. Dab. It's the chow. Yes, make money, daddy. Oh, yeah.
She's with my woman, cause she couldn't help me with my life. People think I'm insane, cause I am frowning all the time. All day long, I...
Sorry, I got into it and locked my phone.
Things that nothing seems to satisfy. Think I'll lose my mind if I don't got something to gratify. Can you help me occupy my brain? Oh, I need someone to show me a things in life that I can find. I need new things that make true happiness. I must be blind. Make a joke and I will sigh, and you will laugh and I will cry. Happiness I cannot feel, and love to me is so unreal. Can you help me occupy my brain? Whoa, yeah. As you hear these words and tell you now of my state, I tell you to ensure life. I wish I could, but I'm too late. That was bad.